Now, it seems there's little hard evidence to back up the allegations contained in the so-called Kubice report, which claimed that organised crime had infiltrated the Czech civil service. A special team at the Supreme State Attorney's Office set up to investigate the matter has concluded that the allegations were unfounded. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
Last June, just days ahead of the country's parliamentary elections, the head of the Office for Investigation of Organised Crime, Jan Kubice, dropped a bombshell. He told a parliamentary committee that the outgoing Social Democrat Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek and other top officials had hindered his unit's work in order to shield party colleagues, and that criminals had infiltrated the civil service. Evidence supporting the charges was not made public. The news caused an uproar and a special team was set up at the Supreme State Attorney's Office to investigate the claims. Its spokeswoman Irina Valová said on Tuesday that none of the allegations made in the Kubice report had been confirmed.
In none of the cases mentioned was the supervising state attorney contacted by anyone with the intention of influencing the criminal proceedings, nor was there any attempt to influence the work of the police.
Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek, who claimed from the start that the allegations had been fabricated in order to damage his party in the general elections, is now calling for the head of Interior Minister Ivan Langer, who is believed to have been responsible for leaking the news of the confidential report to the press.
Minister Langer should resign because it is quite evident that the men behind this affair, which we can justifiably call Langergate, are Ivan Langer and his party colleague Jan Vidim.
Social Democrats in the lower house on Tuesday called for a public apology from Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, saying that this was his chance to prove he was a man of honour. The Prime Minister says he'll study the report first and see if there is anything to apologise for. Like many of his party colleagues, he remains sceptical with regard to the outcome of the investigation and says that many things remain unexplained, in particular the high number of wiretappings that were ordered during the Social Democrats' second term in office.
When I've read the report, I'll take a stand. I do not think that all the allegations have been addressed, and I personally think that one of the most serious findings was that as Prime Minister, Jiří Paroubek could look into transcribed wiretappings and be privy to conversations between his rivals and even their children. I have no idea why he would need to do that.
It has now been 11 months since the Kubice report hit the headlines, and public interest in it has gradually fizzled out. But the Social Democrats are determined to bring it back to the limelight and clear their name as publicly as possible. With the help of the Communist Party, they have put the issue on the agenda of Parliament's upcoming session, at which the Prime Minister can expect to be grilled about why the Kubice report appeared and was accidentally leaked to the press just 4 days ahead of the general elections.
Daniela Lazarova there on the controversial Kubice report.